This is Dark Matter News. I'm Joshua Stark. NASA's upcoming Nancy Grace Roman Space Telescope is gearing up to revolutionize how we see the Milky Way, especially the dusty hidden parts. Through its galactic plane survey, Roman will map roughly 20 billion stars, about four times more than our current star mapping programs, and use their light to reveal the properties of interstellar dust and gas that lie between the stars. That dust, part of what's known as interstellar medium, is both the raw material for new stars and the leftover detritus of old ones. Roman will peer through it by observing in infrared light, long wavelengths that can slip past dust that blocks visible light. By comparing how much the star's light is reddened and dimmed, and combining that with what's known about the star itself, astronomers can build three-dimensional maps of where the dust lies and what it's made of. These new 3D dust maps will help clarify the true shape and structure of the Milky Way, the spiral arms, the central bar structure, and how star formation works in different parts of the galaxy. Roman will also help scientists understand how dust evolves, from tiny grains and gas clouds through to the formation of planets. Slated to launch no later than May 2027, but possibly as early as fall 2026, Roman's data will be publicly available for years to come. Catch up with us at Dark Matter News. Researchers have tested new UV blocking films made from cellulose, comparing extracts from red onion, iron ions, and combinations thereof. These films are made to be sustainable ultraviolet filters, which could protect against harmful UV light for optoelectronic uses. The study found that adding red onion extract improves UV absorption significantly. Iron ions also contribute to blocking UV, but blends of onion extract with iron perform even better. The films remain largely transparent in visible light, which is key for applications like screens or solar panels. They also checked how stable these cellulose films are under UV exposure. Over time, the ones with onion extract and iron retain their filtering power. This is Dark Matter News. Is being superstitious stressing you out? This is the question that a study from Manchester Metropolitan University is asking, and it suggests that not all paranormal or supernatural beliefs affect stress in the same way. Researchers surveyed more than 3,000 people, refining an existing scale to separate beliefs into two categories. The first, called traditional paranormal belief, includes ideas rooted in religion and witchcraft, such as heaven, hell, and the devil. The second, called New Age philosophy, covers belief in psychic powers, precognition, and spiritualism. The findings showed that people who strongly endorsed traditional beliefs reported higher stress levels and a weaker ability to cope. In contrast, those leaning toward New Age beliefs didn't show significantly higher stress. The researchers suggest that traditional beliefs may foster a sense that life is controlled by external forces, which could increase feelings of helplessness and anxiety. The study doesn't prove that religious or witchcraft beliefs directly cause stress. It only shows a correlation. Still, the work raises questions about how belief systems shape mental health, coping styles, and even views on medicine and science. Researchers say understanding these patterns may help in designing better strategies to support people under stress. We'll be following that study here at Dark Matter News. That's it for Dark Matter News. Catch up with us on the Midnight Frequency Facebook page. From Memphis, Tennessee, I'm Joshua Stark.